Title: DJ Intro Modulate Lab for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper DJ-friendly intro that doesn't just get louder, it sets up contrast, space, and tension so when the drop hits, the sub feels like it just entered the room. This is an intermediate modulation lab in Ableton Live 12, mostly stock devices, focused in the drums area of DNB production. The goal is old-school jungle energy, filtered breaks, dub EQs, and then that clean sub reveal at the drop. Mixable for DJs, exciting for dancers, and controlled enough that it doesn't clip or turn to mud. Before we touch a device, set yourself up like a DJ would want it. Set tempo to 170 BPM as a starting point. Jungle and early DNB live around 160 to 175, so 170 is a nice middle. Now an arrangement view. Drop three locators at 1.1.1. Name it intro. At 17.1.1, name it build. At 33.1.1, name it drop. That's your 32-bar intro structure. You can expand to 64 later, but 32 gives you the classic mix-in, signal, tension, slam shape. Now let's build the break foundation. Create an audio track called Breaks. Grab an Amen, Think, or any classic break loop. For old-school authenticity, keeping it as audio is totally fine. Warp it so it locks to the grid. Quick warp coaching. If you want more bite and transient snap, try Beats mode. If it starts sounding too clicky or weird, try Complex Pro. The right answer is whichever keeps the groove feeling natural without smearing the hits. Now here's the intro trick. The break should be present, but not full spectrum yet. We're going to tease it. On the breaks track, build a simple device chain. First, auto filter. Set it to a low pass, 24 dB slope. In the intro, start the cutoff somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz. That feels like you can hear the rhythm, but it's behind a curtain. As the intro moves forward, we'll open it up so by bar 17 it's reaching into the 6 to 10k range. Keep resonance modest, around 10 to 20%. If you crank resonance, you'll get that whistling peak that screams bedroom filter sweep. We want movement, not tinnitus. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to bring some grit. Next, EQ 8 after the filter. Put a high pass on the break at around 80 to 120 Hz, 24 dB slope. This is crucial. We are protecting the low end so the sub reveal later actually feels dramatic. If the break sounds boxy, dip a couple dB around 300 to 500. And later in the intro only, you can add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12k, 1 to 3 dB, just to let the top start to sparkle as the build happens. Next, drum bus. Use it for weight and glue, not for smash. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch optional. Keep it low. And a key move. Keep boom off in the intro. You can decide later if you want it on at the drop. But during the intro, boom can steal some of that low-end contrast we're trying to create. Adjust damp so you don't turn cymbals into harsh fizz. Finally, utility. Set width somewhere between 70 and 100%. DJ intros should be stable and mixable. Too wide, too facey, and the mix falls apart in mono or in a club. Also, keep headroom. Aim for the break peaking around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. You're producing, not mastering. Now we modulate. In Live 12, you can do this with automation, clip envelopes, or modulation devices like LFO and Shaper. For now, keep it readable. Automate auto filter cutoff, so bars 1 through 16 open slowly, then bars 17 through 32 open more and start doing a subtle rhythmic pulse. Think tiny movement on 1/8 notes or 1/4 notes, small range. You're not trying to create a wah effect, you're trying to make the loop breathe. Extra coach note, name your automation lanes or modulation assignments. If you're using Live 12 modulation view, label it something like intro LP sweep and build pulse. Future you will thank you when you're troubleshooting why the drop doesn't hit. Next, we add DJ-friendly coup elements. These are your landmarks that help a DJ feel where they are in the phrase, and they also keep the listener engaged without eating low-end space. Create a track called Hats or Topper. Program closed hats on straight 1/8 notes, or a shuffled 1/16 if you want that rolling jungle feel. This track is like a metronome with attitude. Add EQ 8 and high pass it around 200 to 400 Hz. Add auto pan very subtly. Amount 10 to 20%, rate it half note or one bar, and set phase to 180 degrees so it creates gentle stereo movement. Then utility, and you can widen tops more than the rest. Try 120 to 140% width. That's where width belongs, in the highs, not in the sub. Now create a stab or FX track. Pick an organ stab, reggae horn or rave chord. Keep it simple. Add echo. Set time to dotted eighth or quarter note. Feedback around 25 to 45%. High pass the echo so it's not throwing low end into your drop. Add reverb, with decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. And arrangement wise, place those stabs every 4 bars. Bar 5, bar 9, bar 13, those are classic DJ, you're here signposts. Now we build the core. The heavyweight sub-impact system. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Load operator. Oscillator on sign. If you want a touch more presence, you can blend a tiny bit of another oscillator, but keep it clean. Jungle subs are often deceptively simple. Now the sub device chain. Start with EQ8. Optional, but helpful. If you want a pure sub lane, you can low pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps the sub from trying to be a bass line. It just does one job. Pressure. Next, saturator. Use analog clip or soft sign mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. The goal is not fuzz, it's audibility on smaller systems and a bit of density on big systems. Then compensate the output so you don't accidentally win by getting louder. Next, compressor with sidechain. Sidechain it from your kick track. If you're not using a separate kick and the break is the main low-end event, sidechain from the break's track instead, or use a ghost trigger. In jungle, the groove is the kick. Don't force a generic 4-on-the-floor sidechain onto a break that's doing something syncopated. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. That lets the sub speak a tiny bit before it ducks, which often feels more natural than instant clamping. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and you tune this to groove. Too fast and it chatters, too slow and the sub never returns. Aim for about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the sidechain hits. Finally, utility. Set width to 0%, always. Mono sub. Set your gain so it sits right. Don't chase loudness. We're building impact with contrast. Now the signature trick, the sub reveal. This is where most drops get their woe factor, and it's not because you turned the sub up. It's because you made room for it and you made it arrive clean. Here's method 1. The most reliable. Automate utility gain on the SUB track. For bars 1 through 32, pull the sub down. It can be muted, minus infinity, or sitting very low like minus 12 dB if you want a hint. Then in the final bar before the drop, pull it back even more, like minus 18. That extra pullback is psychological. You're telling the ear something is about to change. At 33.1.1, snap it to your normal level, like 0 dB relative to your mix plan. Alternative method. Automate a high-pass filter. In the intro, high-pass around 60 to 90 Hz so the true sub isn't really there. In the build, slowly bring it down to 40 or 50. Then at the drop, turn that high-pass off, or set it very low like 25 to 30 if you need safety. Either way, the rule is the same. Don't reveal sub while the break still has low rumble. Your break high-pass is protecting the moment. Now let's frame the impact in the last bar. Bar 32 into bar 33. A few classic tension moves, and you can pick one or stack carefully. You can do a tiny air gap. Cut the break for a quarter beat or half beat right before the drop. That missing floor makes the downbeat feel like it hits harder. Don't overdo it. Micro drama is the jungle way. Add a riser with noise. Create a noise FX track. Use operator noise or a noise sample. Sweep an auto filter up. Add some reverb. Automate the volume up into the drop. Then hard cut at the drop so the mix snaps dry and forward. Add an impact hit if you want, like a vinyl hit or a sub drop. But be careful. If it fights the real sub on 33.1.1, you'll make the drop smaller. A good trick is to high pass that impact so it lives above the true sub, or place it slightly before the downbeat. Now group and mix discipline, because clean low end equals perceived loudness. Group your drums into a drums group. Breaks, hats, kick, snare, whatever you're using. On drums, at EQ8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz to remove subsonic steady eat headroom. If it's muddy, dip a little around 150 to 250. Optionally add glue compressor with gentle settings. Attack 10 ms, release auto, ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're crushing it, you're probably stealing the punch you're trying to create. On the master, only a limiter as a safety while you write. Keep peaks around minus 6 dB FS. Headroom is part of the sound, especially in this style. Now, quick quality checks that separate sounds cool from works in a club. Check mono early. Put a utility on the master and map a mono toggle. Click it during the build. If your low end disappears, you're relying on stereo effects instead of real sub. Fix it now, not after you've arranged the whole tune. Also, micro edits. on the first sub note at the drop, add a tiny fade in, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, if you hear a click. That removes the click without softening the impact, and fade out any FX tails that overlap the first kick of the drop. You want that first downbeat clean, like a photograph. If you want to go heavier, here are two advanced variations. Variation 1. Dual stage reveal. Instead of no sub to full sub, you do harmonics first, then true sub. Duplicate your sub track. On the duplicate, high pass around 120 Hz, add a little distortion, and automate that layer to come in during bars 29 to 32. Then at bar 33, bring in the true sub layer. That creates DJ drama while still keeping the real low end reserved for the drop. Variation 2. Ghost trigger side chain. Make a track call SE trig with a clicky, high passed sample. Program it exactly where you want the sub to duck. Now sidechain the sub compressor from that trigger. This makes the pump consistent even if the break loop has variations, fills, or ghost notes that would otherwise mess with your ducking. Alright, mini practice exercise. Make a 16 bar intro first. Filtered break with auto filter low pass. Steady hats. Two or three stab hits with echo. Create the sub with operator and sidechain it. Then automate SUB utility gain. Bars 1 to 15 at minus 12 dB. Bar 16 last beat to minus infinity. And bar 17 drop at zero. Bounce it out quickly and level match your playback. Ask yourself, does the drop feel bigger even if the master level is the same? Is the sub clean, or is it flabby because something else is leaking low end? And in mono, does the impact still hold up?